অবেমুই বৈষ্ণবী নিব হরি হরি তবে মুই বৈষ্ণবী বৈষ্ণব চরণ কল্যাণী রখনি মাতি বহু দয়ে ধরি বৈষ্ণব চরণ কল্যাণী রখনি মাতি বহু দয়ে ধরি বৈষ্ণব চরণ কল্যাণী রখনি মাতি বহু দয়ে ধরি বৈষ্ণব চরণ তবে মুই বৈষ্ণবী নিব হরি হরি তবে মুই বৈষ্ণব চরণ কল্যাণী রখনি মাতি বরু দয়ে ধরি বৈষ্ণব চরণ কল্যাণী রখনি বৈষ্ণব ঠাকুর অপ্রাকৃত সদা নির্দোষ আনন্দময় বৈষ্ণব ঠাকুর জড়ে উদাসীন জীবেতে দয়া গ্রহয় কৃষ্ণ নামে প্রীত কৃষ্ণ নামে প্রীত জড়ে উদাসীন জীবেতে দয়া গ্রহয় অভিমানহীন ভজনী প্রবীণ বিষয়েতে অনাসক্ত অভিমানহীন অন্তরে বাহিরে নিষ্কপট সদা নিত্য লীলা অনুরক্ত অন্তরে বাহিরে নিষ্কপট মধ্যম উত্তম প্রভেদে বৈষ্ণবতী বিধবণী কনিষ্ঠ মধ্যম উত্তম প্রভেদে বৈষ্ণবতী বিধবণী কনিষ্ঠে আদর মধ্যমে প্রণতি উত্তমে শুশ্রূষাশুনি কনিষ্ঠে আদর তুমি প্রণতি উত্তমে শুশ্রূষা শুনি করিতে যে জন বৈষ্ণব চিনিয়া লইয়া আদর করিবে যবে যে জন বৈষ্ণব সর্বসিদ্ধি অবশ্য পাইবে তবে বৈষ্ণবের কৃপা বৈষ্ণব চরিত্র সর্বদা পবিত্র এই নিন্দে হিংসা করি বৈষ্ণব চরিত্র তারি থাকে সদা মৌন ধরি ভকতি বিনব
भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद जी महाराज की जय। विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवार भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद जी महाराज की अनंत कोटि वैष्णवृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्तबिंद की जय। राधा कृष्ण गोपनाधा कुंड श्याम कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। मथुरा धाम की जय। जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। मायापूर्णपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा माई की जय। जन्माई की जय। तुलसी देवी की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। श्रीमती राधारणी की जय। हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय। हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय। भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर की जय। भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर की शुभ आविर्भाव तिथि की जय। भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर की शुभ आविर्भाव तिथि की जय। समवेत भक्तबिंद की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदी हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरी टू यीशु मसीह। ऑल ग्लोरी टू यीशु मसीह। ऑल ग्लोरी टू यीशु मसीह। अलगरी श्री गुरु श्री गौरांग। नमो भक्ति विनोदाय सचिदानंद नामिने गौर शक्ति स्वरूपाय रूपानुगोबराय ते नमो भक्ति विनोदाय सचिदानंद नामिने गौर शक्ति स्वरूपाय रूपानुगोबराय ते नमो भक्ति विनोदायो सचिदानंद नामिने गौर शक्ति स्वरूपाय उपानुगो बरायते वांछा कल्पतरु भेषो सिंधुभ्यो पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमन नमः वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यो कृपासिन्धुभ्यो पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमन नमः वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यो कृपासिन्धुभ्यो पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमन नमो महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतुईसे नमः पंचतत्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य विनदाय सचिदानंद नामिनी गौर शक्ति स्वरूपाय रूपान गोपराय थे भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर की जय। भक्तिनोद ठाकुर की शुभ आविर्भाव तिथि की जय। आज ये होली अपीयरेंस डे ऑफ भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर सचिदानंद भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर ग्रेट वैष्णव इज नोन एज सेवंथ गोस्वामी great acharya of Gaudiya Vaishnava, the line of Gaudiya Vaishnava parampara. So we have to glorify Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So I have to speak in two languages, both in Oriya language and English language. So something else speak in Oriya, then English, then Oriya, then English. This way I may go on. So this is my request. All should sit patiently and hear katha attentively. One should not get up and go away if there is some language difficulty. Thereby, you will commit aparadha at the lotus feet of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. That means commit Vaishnava aparadha. So, to the end, all should sit silently, patiently, and hear katha. Thereby, you will get mercy from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. This is my request. So, I'll speak something in Oriya, then English, Oriya, English, and this will go. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Mahajan, Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Sajjan Toshani has mentioned what is the best type of, what to say, humanitarian worker doing good to others, paropakar. He has said there are three types of daya, mercy, showing mercy. Showing mercy to this gross body is also one type of doing good. It is known as sat karma, punya karma. To feed the hungry is also. To make arrangements of medical treatment of patients, giving them some medicine, that's also showing mercy or doing good. One who is thirsty, to give him water, quench his thirst, is also doing good. And one is suffering from biting cold, to give him some clothing, warm clothing, etc., is also doing good. And all this mercy are doing good pertain to this gross material body. Also, some are engaged in doing good to the mind. To impart education, or to open schools and colleges, making arrangements for free education, that is doing good, or showing mercy to the mind. But, topmost, process of doing good or showing mercy to the soul. Those who are engaged in preaching the science of Krishna consciousness, inculcating Krishna consciousness unto others, and speaking about the science of the devotional service, they are doing the topmost humanitarian work, doing top, how to say, doing good to others, that is the topmost doing good. Thereby, one will be free from these material sufferings and will develop complete Krishna consciousness and develop pure devotion. Then you will be free from material bondage, and at last go back home, back to Godhead, and never come back here again to this material world to suffer. So who is doing the best type of doing good? Paropakar. Those Vaishnavas, those are engaged, those are dedicated their life Preaching the science of Krishna consciousness, they are doing the best type of good. Understand? Those who are following the karmakanda section of Vedas, the karmakandi bhaktis, they don't do such type of good. They are engaged, they may be engaged in doing some good to the body, gross body, or to the mind. But those are pure devotees. They are only engaged in preaching the science of Krishna consciousness, preaching the science of devotional service. They are doing the topmost good. This Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. What Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, how many understand it? And who is doing it? Only those who are Vaishnavas, Mahajanas, they know, they understand, and they are engaged in such activities. So how many are glorifying such Vaishnavas in this material world? Vaishnava kriya mudra vijnana bujhoy. Even a very vijnana, very wise, learned person, pandit, he cannot understand the activities of a Vaishnava. Persons who are engaged in doing some good to the body or mind, they are glorified very much in this material world or in the human society. But those who are engaged in doing good for the soul, how many are glorifying them, how many are recognizing them? How many know about the soul? How many see the soul? How many have developed that vision to see the soul? Very, very few. Therefore, those sadhu mahajanas, those who have dedicated their life, in the past, those who had dedicated their life for Atma Kalyan, how many can understand and recognize them? If we get the mercy of the sadhu mahajanas, then we'll develop that vision, then we can understand them and see the soul and super soul. Therefore, such persons are very rare persons. And the material world, general people cannot understand them, cannot recognize them. So they don't glorify such sadhus, mahajanas, Vaishnavas. Bhaktivinoda Thakur his previous name, karmi name, was Kedarnath Dutta. Do you understand? He was born in 1838 AD, September, 2nd September. In Nadia district, in the village, name is Ula. But it was his maternal uncle's house, not paternal. But his paternal uncle's house was in Odisha. So he belongs to Odisha. You understand? He belongs to Orissa. So the name of his father was Ananda Chandra Dutta. Name of his grandfather was Rajavallabha Dutta. The name of his mother was Jagan Mohini. You understand? Name of the father of Jagan Mohini is Ishwar Chandra Mustafi. So, then Ulagram, the Nadia Jila Ulagram, this maternal uncle's house, he was born there. But his paternal house was in Odisha. At that time it was district of Katak, now it is in district of Kendrapara, near the river Virupa, and name of the village is Choti Mangalpur. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur Sripat. So last year this village, some of our devotees had gone. He had gone, I think, Jagadatma. And this day, that was 155th appearance day of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And that village, one assembly, sabha, meeting was held. Yes, Dr. Fakhri Mohan Das, he was professor of this Itkola University, was a research scholar. He is writing a book recently published on Bhakti Vinod Thakur. He is a research scholar. He is bringing out some, let's say, undiscovered facts about Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So on this day, last year, Bhakti Vinod Thakur's murti, vigraha, was installed in law college of Kendrapada, because he was the first law graduate of Orissa. And he was a magistrate, so the Kendrapada Law College, they installed the murti of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, isn't it? He had gone there. And this year also, they were in that village, Choti Gram, they are also arranging a meeting as conference. Our Namahata devotees have already gone there. Do you understand? And today also again in this law college of Kendrapada, there will be also one meeting. Do you understand? So our devotees are already gone. Vaishnava Krupa Atai Sarva Siddhi. If someone will get the mercy of such a Vaishnava, he will achieve all sorts of perfection. And I hope those who are now engaged doing this activity for the glorification of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, they must get the mercy of Bhakti Vinod Thakur and they will achieve all perfection. I hope so. Then I will speak in Oriya. I will speak in English. So I said in the Bhakti Vinod Thakur belongs to Orissa. So his paternal house was there in Choti Gram. When Bhakti Vinod Thakur was 2 years old, he was speaking in poems, poetry. When he was 6 years old, he read Ramayana, Mahabharata. At 9 years old, he read this Jyotish Shastra, astrology. When he was 10 years old, then inquired about Brahma, Brahma Jigyasa, inquired about the absolute truth. When he was 11 years, his father expired. When he was 12 years, he got himself married. And the age of his wife was 5 years. Do you understand? Age of his wife was 5 years. And he was a very dear student of Ishwarchandra Vidyasagar. Ishwarchandra Vidyasagar was very famous in Orisha. He's a famous person. So Ishwarchandra Vidyasagar is a student, dear student of Ishwarchandra Vidyasagar. Ishwarchandra Vidyasagar had written a book named Bodhadaya. There he had mentioned the Lord is impersonal. He had mentioned that. When Bhaktivinoda Thakur read that book, he asked his teacher, why don't you see the Lord? What is his swarup? What is his form? You have to first see him, then write. Why are you writing that Lord is impersonal, no form? Student asked the teacher. But Ishwarchandra Vidyasagar was very simple hearted person, and he admitted ignorance about Supreme Lord. His grandfather was Rajvallabha Datta. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's grandfather was Rajvallabha Datta. He was also a Mahatma. Therefore, he knows astrology also. One day he said, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that at the age of 27, you'll get a very great government job. You understand? And I bless you that you will be a great Vaishnava. Then I'll speak in English. The soul said, pain is mightier than the soul. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur has used his pain, mightier than the soul. Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharya Vargangra Dharare Nayi Dharmasya Glani Bhavati Bharata. When there is, what do you say, Glani? Decline of religion, isn't it? At that time, Bhagavan Sri Krishna descends here with his associates to re-establish dharma. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur is one of the associates of the Lord. So when such condition was there, dharma, Vaishnava dharma was declining, at that time Bhaktivinoda Thakur had appeared. Do you understand? During that time, there was decline of dharma, doubtfulness was there, some mundane logicians had come out, they are putting forth mundane logics. You understand, Sanatana dharma was declining. At that time, Bhaktivinoda Thakur appeared and he wrote many books. That means he used his pen, which is said to be mightier than the sword. Generally said, pen is mightier than the sword. And he wrote very strong, in strong languages, many books. this Vaishnava, Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta, and he defeated all this bogus philosophy based on material science, materialism, atheism. He wrote books in different languages, English, Bengali, Sanskrit, different languages, thereby he inculcated this Krishna consciousness, real light, enlightenment, in order to give real enlightenment, transcendental enlightenment, he used his pen. Unless one hears from sadhan mahadhan who comes in the bona fide disciplic succession, one cannot develop Krishna consciousness. Previous teachings on Srimad Bhagavatam, were the Siddhantas there? In their books, Srimad Bhagavatam is known as Nigama Kalpataru Galita Phala, most ripened fruit, most ripened sweet and nectarian fruit of Vedic tree. They are real gurus. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in very nice poems, in poem form, all these Siddhantas, he expressed in nice poem forms. The Siddhantas have been those Siddhantas have been expressed by all Goswamis. Therefore, he is known as seventh Goswami. Following the footsteps of footprints of Jiva Goswami, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in 1884, established this Vishwa Vaishnava Sabha. You understand? Vishwa Vaishnava Sabha, re-established Vishwa Vaishnava Sabha. Thereby, he started the preaching of Vedic Dharma, Upanishad, Vedanta, Srimad Bhagavata, Sri Chaitanya, the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his philosophy. And as his son, great Vaishnava, very powerful Vaishnava, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami came, who who made more effort on preaching of this Vaishnava philosophy throughout the India, and also he trained his disciples and sent outside India to Western countries to preach this science also, the Krishna consciousness. So when Bhaktivinoda Thakur appeared at that time, Lehman society was covered up with the dense darkness, ignorance. At that time, some atheists, many atheists were there. Those were saying that this Srimurti Seva is like the idol worship. Most of them were adopting Phalgu Vairagya, not Jukta Vairagya. Many asa sampradayas were there, cropping up. Do you understand? So Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote against these philosophies, very strong words, and established pure bhakti siddhanta, and I say in different languages, wrote books in different languages, in English, Sanskrit, Bengali. These are famous books were there, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's books. Many books here. He had written Sriman Mahaprabhu's Sikhya, teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Sikhyamrita, Jaiva Dharma, Datta Kaustubha, Srimad Amnaya Sutra, Tattva Viveka, Gauranga, Smarana Mangala, Sunya Madasagam, Harinam Chintamani, Bhagavatarka Marichimala, Sranagati, Gitavali, Kalyana Kalapataru, Bhajana Rahasya, Gita Rasikaranjan Tika, Chaitanya Chattamrita Amrita Prabhava Bhasya, Sikhyastaka Bhasya, Chaitanya Upanishad Bhasya, Upadeshamrita Bhasya, Life and Precepts of Sri Chaitanya, the Bhagavata, which are many books he had written. Sri Krishna Sanghita also has written in Sanskrit, you understand, many books. Thereby, through those books, very in strong words, he established your Bhakti Siddhanta and defeated all bogus Siddhantas. And his books are appreciated both by learned scholars, sadhakas, even the conditioned souls also. He had given so much food for the soul. Especially his books like Sanagati, Gitavali, Kalyana, Kalpataru, all these nice poems. Are very, very appreciated and such very good and palatable food for the soul has given us. And it's all is appreciated both the learned persons, pandits also, and also illiterate persons also. All appreciated by both. This is the such wonderful mercy, unlimited mercy of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Who can fathom his mercy? The conditioned souls, they are in bewilderment, they are in the whirlpool of Maya. Every step they are bewildered. And this material world is a platform of examination. You understand? Place of examination. And Lord is putting you in examination test in every step here through Maya. Yes, you understand? How can one come out successful from this test? Those who are very eager to come out, to become successful, come out successful of this test, he must hear Mahajana Vani, what Mahajans have said. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur is great Mahajan, he had transcendental vision. Do you understand? And his words, if you will hear his vani, his message to the mankind, very strong message he had given, all your, mistakes, bewilderment, will forever be gone. Do you understand? What he has said, I'll take a letter. Bhaktivinoda Thakur chose the teachership profession. The teachership profession because it is nice profession. there is no corruption, though many corruptions are now entering into it. I say this Sutigram in Orissa, his paternal house, he stayed there. At that time he saw those are jamidars, landlords, how they are, persecuting the innocent, villagers, illiterate. Education was not spread so much at that time in Orissa. Therefore he came to Kendrapada. There he established the high school and became teacher there. In 1859, he came to Purushottam Khetra, from Kendrapada to Purushottam Khetra, and he entered, he sat for that examination of teacher's training examination, and he passed teacher's training examination. Then he became a trained teacher. Then he got a job in high school in Cuttack, known as Kaljir School, Cuttack. He was teacher there. Gradually, he was teacher in many high schools. In Bhadrak also, the Bhadrak High School, he was teacher, he was headmaster of Bhadrak High School. And then in Medinipur also, he was teacher in High School of Medinipur, many high schools he was teacher. When he was in Bhadrak, headmaster of Bhadrak High School, at that time his eldest son Ananda Prasad, whose spiritual name was Achyutananda, was born. At that time he wrote a book in English, The Mathas of Orissa. English book he wrote, and he gave all informations of many matters in Orissa. Then he came to the administrative department. In 1866, he became deputy magistrate, deputy collector, and deputy registrar of ex officio. And he got mastership in the Chhapra Jila headquarters. While he was staying in Chhapra, he read Srimad Bhagavatam under a tree. And a Brahma Rakshasa was there in tree when he was reading Bhagavatam and giving pravachana Bhagavatam. So that tree was uprooted, the Brahma Rakshasa was released. This is the glory of Srimad Bhagavatam. Seeing this, the people developed faith in Srimad Bhagavatam. When he was in Dinajpur, he got Chaitanya Charitamrita and Srimad Bhagavata from Calcutta. Again and again he read these two books and understood the Vaishnava philosophy. He has written in his biography, autobiography, that from this time I developed faith in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I developed faith towards Vaishnava Dharma. That seed was there in my heart. But when I got all these books, then I got favorable atmosphere and environment for the germination of that seed. Day and night, I started reading the books on Krishna, Krishna Tattva. That was my hobby. In 1868, he came to Puri. He was transferred to Puri, came to Puri. That now you'll see the Chaitanya Matha made by Madhav Maharaj. And that was, front side was still there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was staying that thing there in Grand Road. That which is now Vaishnava Matha, that was, he was staying there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And front portion is, they are not broken, I think. It is there. Back portion broken and there is a temple now. He was staying there. It was Mandala's body. Name was Mandal body. He rented it and stayed there. At that time, there was English rule in India. At that time, the commissioner was Rebhansa Sahib in Orissa. English rule, Rebhansa Sahib was commissioner. And this Rebhansa Sahib was liking very much Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Though Bhaktivinoda Thakur was eternal parsad, nitya siddha, parsad, still for loksikhya, he accepted guru. He accepted guru, Bipin Bihari Goswami, who comes and initiated in Pancharatrika process. And this Bipin Bihari Goswami comes in the succession in the line of Jahnava Mata, Jahnava Sakha. Do you understand? His first wife expired when Thakur Mahasaya was in Midnapur. Do you understand? First wife Jagan Mohini. He married in 12 years and Jagan Mohini was 5 years old. He expired. Then he accepted a second wife, whose name was Bhagavati Devi. Do you understand? The name was Bhagavati Devi. And this Ananda Prasad was the son of the first wife. All other children from Bhagavati Devi. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has 8 sons and 5 daughters. So many. 8 sons and 5 daughters. Ananda Prasad, spiritual name is Asitananda, the son of his first wife. All others are children of second wife. The sons were Radhika Prasad, Kamala Prasad, Vimala Prasad, his Bhakti Siddhanta Prasad. Varada Prasad, Viraja Prasad, Lalita Prasad, now Lalita Thakur is still there. Disappeared, I think disappeared. And Sauraja Prasad, there are 8 sons. And 5 daughters, Sodamini, Kadambini, Krishna Minodini, Syam Sarojini, Hari Premadini. 5 daughters. 13 children. In English. So, his previous name was Kedarnatha Dutta. In 1862, he wrote a book named Chaitanya Gita, a prose book. In that book, he mentioned his name as Sachidananda Premalankar. Understand? After that, he was known as Sachidananda Das. In 400, Chaitanya Abda, Gaudiya Goswami Sangha gave him this title, Bhakti Vinod. From that day, he was known as Sri Sachidananda Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Understood? Kedarnath Dutta, known as Sachidananda Bhakti Vinod Thakur. I said, first he had accepted teachership, Then from teachership he went to administrative department, he became magistrate. In 1871, in Atibodhi Sampradaya, Apa Sampradaya, there are 13 Apa Sampradayas, one of them is Atibodhi Sampradaya. And especially they were here in Orissa. One yogi was there, known as Bhishaksena. He was saying that he was Mahavishnu Bhagavan, yogi, and also showing many yoga siddhis, yogic perfections. So one, in this Chaitra Purnima, full moon day of Chaitra, he proclaimed, he advertised that today I'll do Ras Leela and invited all young maidens, come, take part in Ras Leela. So all many maidens ran. And so there was complaint. People complained. They lost complaint. Before government, that Revansha Sahib was commissioner at that time. English rule was there. And Revansha Sahib knows very well this Bhaktivinoda Thakur was magistrate at that time. So Revansha Sahib issued order to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you please go and see what is this. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he knows Vaishnava philosophy is Vaishnava. He immediately understood this is a Vasundi, who claims himself Bhagavan, is a Pasundi, and says the Murti, Vigraha, Sri Vigraha, they are idols. Why are you worshipping idols? Made up of wood and stone. It's a great Pasundi. Bhaktivinoda Thakur then ordered, put him in jail. Then he should be imprisoned, lifelong imprisonment. You understand? Yes. Lifelong imprisonment. So the policeman went there to arrest him. But this was yogi. He knows this yoga siddhis, miracles mismarries him. As soon as the policeman entered into his compound, their head reeled and they all fell down. Couldn't arrest him. Came back and said, no, we couldn't arrest him, he's Bhagavan. What you say? Bhagavan is a great Pasundi. We couldn't arrest him. The Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, come with me. The Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself went there chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Chant Hare Krishna, the yogi's miracle won't act. Cannot do anything. Do you understand? That time they arrested him. Then he was put into jail, lifelong imprisonment. So the day he was arrested and put in jail, at the time, also that yogi did that, he played his yoga siddhi miracle. The Bhaktivinoda Thakur has so many children, you see, 13 children, all small, small children, 1 year, 2 year difference only, small children. And so he was staying in Puri, and this person, yogi, was just staying here, in this Khandagiri. He was doing that thing in Khandagiri. Do you understand this place here, Khandagiri? Do you understand? So that night, all the children were affected with the diarrhea, passing, loose stool, vomiting, blah, blah, blah. Then his wife, Bhagavati Devi, said, all my children will die. He's Bhagavan. Release him, release him. Why did you put him in jail? Release him. You silly woman, he's a great Pasundi. Why are you afraid? You chant Hare Krishna. Then whole night they chanted, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. So in the morning, all were cured. So, this is incident. Then I'll speak English. So you ask, order that to discover the birthplace of Mahaprabhu. Do you understand? So Bhaktivinoda Thakur at that time was staying the other side of Ganges. This side is Mayapur, the birthplace of Mahaprabhu. Other side was saying that is known as Swananda Sukhada Kunja. It's still there. Huh? So when he was magistrate doing his government work during daytime, then coming back and at 5 you see, after this government work, then generally he goes to bed very early, taking food, then gets up at 2 in the morning he gets up. Then that time he writes his book, all books. That was his daily activity, daily habit. So he was very eager how to know which is the place where Mahaprabhu had appeared, what is the birthplace of Mahaprabhu. It was completely lost at that time. Do you understand? So he researched. So at night when he goes up to the roof of his house, he used to see a pillar of light. A pillar of light at that spot. The other side of Ganges when Mayapur was there. Do you understand? The birthplace. He was observing it. What is this? Do you understand? And that was the birthplace of Mahaprabhu. And he came to know. Then he discovered it. And that spot, that place, that land was under Mahmudans. And he could understand this thing by the mercy of Sri Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. Do you understand? Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. By his mercy, and he saw all this pillar of light, all these things. Then he could understand and discover this is the spot Mahaprabhu was up here, this birthplace of Mahaprabhu. That land was under Mahmudans. Then he asked those Mahmudans, what are you doing in this plot of land? They said, we use it as cultivated land, but we are cultivating it, sowing the seed, only Tulsi is growing, nothing is growing here. Only full of Tulsi tree, plants. It is useless land. All right, give me this useless land. We cannot use it, only Tulsi plants are growing. Nothing else, the Mahmudans said. We are disgusted with it. All right, then you give me this plot of land. Then he got that plot of land from them. Then he started constructing the temple for Gauranga Mahaprabhu. At that time, he was going out and collecting donations. Then stand door to door, he was going and collecting donations. At that time, 1 rupee is very valuable, 1 rupee. People were giving 1 paise, 2 paise, 5 paise, 10 paise, 25 paise. You understand? 50 paise one gives, oh, so much he gave, 50 paise. If someone gives 1 rupee, oh, so much. Because the value of 1 rupee is very great. Nowadays, even 500 rupees will not be equal to 1 rupee. Such value. You understand? Yes. One who was earning 1 rupee per month is enough for his maintaining livelihood. Yes. If he purchases the rice for 1 rupee, he cannot carry A cart is required. Cart load. Such rice. 1 rupee rice. Today, for the 1 rupee rice is some pocket. Such devaluation is there. So 1 rupee means so much. So he is collecting donations. 1 paise, 2 paise, 5 paise, 10 paise, 25 paise, 50 paise, 1 rupee, great. In this way, collected donations and built that temple at that time, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Do you understand? In 1894, 21st March, the full moon day of Phalguna, Phalguni Purnima, Mahaprabhu's appearance day, he established Gauro, Sivigraha of Gauro and Vishnu Priya in that temple. Do you understand? And the same the Purnima day, full moon day, the Phalguna Purnima, Mahaprabhu appeared as there was lunar eclipse. Do you understand? Similarly, that day was also lunar eclipse. Same. All the auspicious yogas were there at that time, that same day. Established. So 1914, June 3rd, he appeared, disappeared. He entered into Nitya Leela. Do you follow? Towards the end of his life, the fine end of his life, he, throughout his life he was grihastha. Towards the fag end of his life, he took up Paramahansa Vesa, Baba Jivesa. Do you understand? He became, accepted Baba Jivesa, became Paramahansa Babaji. But throughout his life he was a grihastha. Do you understand? He had not taken up Tridanda Sannyas. Not taken up Tridanda Sannyas. Tridanda Sannyas, Bhaktivinoda Thakur started Tridanda Sannyas from, you understand, in the Gaudiya Vaishnava line. Bhaktivinoda Thakur started from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Tridanda Sannyas. Otherwise, there is no Tridanda Sannyas. Goswamis means all Babajis. This is Babaji Vesa. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur also accepted Babaji Vesa. And this was the end of his, hag end of his life. And he disappeared on June 23rd, that is 1914, June 23rd. You understand? All right. Then I'll speak in Oriya. So, I was saying, Bhaktivinoda Thakur Nitya Siddha Parsada is eternal associate of the Lord. He had transcendental vision. Therefore, he had pointed out the delusions, bewilderment of conditioned souls, jivas, through his mass bani, his writings. If you see, I will quote some of his manis, understand, quotations. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written, those who are developed attachment to this material world, material objects of sense enjoyment, they are running after material enjoyment, material happiness, so their desire is unlimited desire, there is no limit to it. They have desire how to become Indra or Brahma or Shiva. They want. Do you understand? Thereby, material desire means only to suffer, nor happiness. Suffering and suffering, jiva, such a conditioned soul thinks. If I'll be in position of a skyscraper, multi-storied building, very beautiful wife, so much material opulence, many children, I have become king, great kingdom to rule. If I can discover and invent some new things in material world, then I'll be happy. And this is the purpose of my life. They think so. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, this is a great bewilderment. The atheist, material scientist, the devoid of bhakti, logicians, material logicians, they try to make this dukkhalaya as sukhalaya. Bhagavad Gita says material world is dukkhalaya, miserable platform, only dukkha, misery, sufferings are there, no sukha, no happiness are there. But these material scientists and their atheists, material, logicians, they are making effort how to convert this dukkhalaya into sukhalaya, miserable platform, as pleasurable platform, or enjoyable platform. And they are also saying, yes, we are making resources. We will also, one day we'll find out such thing that there will be no death at all. You'll be deathless. Yes, we are trying, yes, scientists say. So they are just imagining, speculating all this. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, what great delusion they have. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, those who are devoid of Krishna consciousness, forgetful of Krishna, they are attached to this material world, temporary material world. But those who have realized their own swarup, they know, this is temporary, this is dukkhalaya, this is platform of misery, miserable platform. They know that what is this? This is temporary residence here we have. We are just staying in a motel. Staying in a motel. One night or two nights, nothing else. Our dham, our goal is Purushottam Kshetra. Lord's abode. So we are travelers. We are heading towards Purushottam Kshetra, going. So when there is dark night, such pilgrims, they spend night into a motel. Yes, in the motel. They spend night in a motel and wait for, they are awaiting, they wait for the sun to come out. When the sun, the opposite sun will come out, the darkness of night will disappear, then we'll catch up our path, our road, and go towards Purushottam Kshetra. So during their stay in the motel, they are just thinking when the effulgent sun will come out. They never sleep there and snore there. They never develop any attachment to the motel because it's only short stay. Why shall we develop attachment to such a motel? One who develops attachment to such a motel is a great fool, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. There's foolishness going on. Why are you developing such attachment to this motel, this material world like a motel? Is a wise and intelligent, does he develop an attachment to motel? The fools. One who is the motel owner, that is his business. Why? Your head aches for it, motel. You are not motel owner. Motel owner is the supreme lord. If you would have thought of to make it pleasurable, he would have done so. But it is not his desire, he doesn't want it. It is a desire, that mortal, this mortal will be miserable platform, dukkhaaraya. So you fools, why are you trying to make it pleasurable and enjoyable? Cannot do it. You cannot do it. You understand? If the owner of mortal, that is Lord, would have thought of make it pleasurable, he would have done so. But it is not his desire. His desire this is, it is this mortal will be dukkhaaraya. A miserable platform. Huh? Bhaktivinoda Thakura, read him. However, whatever development you may make here, material development, this material world will never be free from this defects. You cannot get pure happiness from it. This is Siddhanta. Panchabhuta, five gross material elements is all material, is all illusory. Nature is deficit, there is deficit. Deficit is its nature. So this material world will never be free from deficit at any time. No pure happiness will be available from it. Don't aspire for it. Those who are materialists, gross materialists, atheists, they are trying to make this miserable platform pleasurable and enjoyable. Murkhas, fools. They don't know what a great wrong they are going to commit. They are committing. Do you understand? The more we try to make this material platform pleasurable and enjoyable, the more tighter will be our material bondage. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, we should not expect any happiness, a pure happiness from this material world. It always dukkhaalaya, a miserable platform, misery and unhappiness is there. Jiva's swarupa hoy Krishna nitya das. The swarupa of jiva, eternal servant of Krishna. But those who want to be independent, do you understand? No, we should not be under Krishna. We are Lord. We should be independent. Those who want to be independent, those who give up the path of bhakti, how can we expect any good, any auspiciousness? Krishna, the jiva swarup is Krishna das. If you give up this thing, Krishna dasatva servitorship to Krishna, definitely you'll be servant of Satan, servant of Maya. Definitely. Yes, you'll be forced to become servant of Maya, servant of Satan, Maya. And you all become servant of Maya, Satan. Therefore you have been suffering, suffering, suffering here. You cannot understand your foolishness. These are all messages, vani, words of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, very strong. So many, has given many messages to this material world, the human community, human society here. This so pure message, so good, all auspicious, based on pure Siddhanta. Because those who are sadhus, mahajanas, their heart bleeds seeing this offering of Baddha Jivas here. What is real happiness? They know, they understand, and they have told us. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told us. And now the time has come to spread these messages of Bhaktivinoda Thakur throughout the world. Those who are leaders, they should understand it, and they should take up it seriously. If they want to do real good to the human society, they should understand the message of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, practice it in their lives and preach it. Thereby, the whole society, human society, will get happiness. And so much mercy is there in these words of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. I have no strength. I have no strength to describe the unlimited glory of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Only I am praying on this day, this holy appearance day of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. I am offering prayer at his lotus feet and praying for his mercy unto me, unto us, saying, Adadanastrunam dante iridam jace punah punah bhakti vinoda padabjarenu syat janma janmani. Life after life, late Bhakti Vinod Thakur, great Mahajana Acharya, allow me to get some dust from his lotus feet. This prayer, I have no strength to describe his unlimited glory, multi-pointed glory. Yes, I have no strength. At last I said this thing and remain and pray for the dust from his lotus feet. Adara-anastrundam-thiri-idam-jache-punah-punah-bhakti-vinoda-parabjare-nusya-janma-janmani. Sajidananda-bhakti-vinod-thakur-ki. Sajidananda-bhakti-vinod-thakur-ki-subhavri-bhava-ti-thi-ki. Samaveda-bhakta-vrinda-ki. Gaur-pramananda. Hare Krishna.
Vinod, what does Vinod mean?
Vinod means pleasure.
The one who derives pleasure from bhakti?
Yes. Do you understand? Name of Krishna is Radha Vinoda. Bhakti Vinoda. Vinodini. Name of one of the names of his daughter. Krishna Vinodini. To give pleasure to Krishna. Krishna Vinodini. Understand? Such names we get. All names of Prasad. Ananda Prasad, Lalita Prasad, Vimala Prasad, Kamala Prasad, Suyodha Prasad. Prasad. Prasad means Kripa.
All the girls are named Dini.
Yes. Dinodini. Sarojini. Shyama Sarojini. Krishna Vinodini. Hari Premodini. Mandakini. All these names. Five daughters, eight sons. Eight sons, five daughters. Bala, Hare Krishna. Bala.
Interesting topic to me. It's very important when you're speaking about how we should continue to spread Bhaktivinoda's teachings.
Yes.
Because sometimes we have the conception that that's not so important because Bhaktivinoda was a previous acharya. Now we should just distribute Prabhupada's books and that's all.
Prabhupada speaks about Bhaktivinoda. Isn't it? It's Bhaktivinoda Dhara. our line is Bhakti Vinodhara, Rupanugadhara, Bhakti Vinodhara. Rupanugadhara, then return from Bhakti Vinodhara.
One of the questions is, how do we understand? There's one booklet I have published, this lecture that Bhaktivinoda gave on the Bhagavat. In that lecture, he speaks it in a very unusual way about the Bhagavatam. He says that when the Bhagavatam speaks of the heavenly planets and the hellish planets, that's actually an allegory. It's not actually, doesn't really exist.
No. Bhagavat says it exists. What Bhagavat said that. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam, spotless proof. Bhagavat never says that. Bhaktivinoda Thakur will say. You are reading English. They are not translated correctly.
In English lecture, some people they say that because he was preaching to professors at the time and scholars that he was preaching in that way.
No. You see, I said he read Bhagavata and get Bhagavat Prabhatan under a tree. Brahma Daitya is delivered, and whole tree was uprooted. Brahma Daitya was there, delivered. So the Bhagavata is the incarnation of the Lord.
Krishna Tulya Bhagavata. He speaks of the hellish planets in his songs, and not as an allegory either.
No, allegory is real, exists. Jamaraj is there, his abode is there. Jamaraj is an allegory.
I often quote that as an example. Say, with Prabhupada, he said, when you were with Krishna in the spiritual world and you come down. So they say that that's to give some, according to time, place and circumstance. That Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that according to his audience. Said, sometimes a preacher will speak something that's less than tatva according to time, place and circumstance for the benefit of his audience.
Just to make them interested, attracted, yes. So you should not take it as siddhanta.
No.
Because now that many Sunday devotees don't know, but there's been some pressure in ISKCON. There's one devotee who's saying that we should also preach like that, that this is allegory.
Don't imitate. They are powerful, very powerful. Are you so powerful? You have to follow their footprints only. Yes. You should not imitate them. We are lowest of the law. We have no power, no strength. We are conditioned soul. They are Mahajanas, they are Nitya Siddha Parsadas. They are eternal associates. Are you like that? How can you do like that? You cannot do like that.
Another thing that's difficult to understand about Bhaktivinoda Guru Maharaj is his autobiography. If someone reads that, it seems he can become bewildered because Bhaktivinoda seems to present himself in a very ordinary way, especially his earlier life.
When he was two years old, he was speaking in poetry. How do you say ordinary?
He says that his family...
Any ordinary child speaks in poetry? 2 years old boy, speaking in poetry. Kavita kare katha ko. 5 years old, he read all Ramayana. Does a 5-year-old child does like that? What is this? Nitya Siddha Parsadas. Eternal associate.
When I was in Totimangalpur last year, there was old gentleman there saying that actually Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's the founder of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
Yes, they say. And Bhagirmon writes like that way. He is the first founder of ISKCON.
He says that.
Because
that
he first thought of that the message should be spread in Western world. Therefore, he first wrote in English. In that way they are saying. He first thought of. Because India is blindly imitating Western civilization, Western culture. It's a great danger for the whole world. He first thought of. No, this should be prayed, this philosophy. In the Western country, he said, his pain is mightier than the sword. He wrote so many books. He first wrote in English. He's the first person. That means he is yogya putra. Very qualified son will do this work. that is prayed throughout the world. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami was born as a son. But he had not gone, but he trained his disciples to go and spread. In that way they say this. He is the original founder of ISKCON. Who had thought of this thing. And his words are coming true. He said, they will come, he had said, in this Mayapur, both the devotees from western country and eastern, all will assemble here and say, Jai Satchinanda. Yeah, now it has taken place. His words, his body.
So he said they would build that temple.
Build that temple.
That's all his prophecy.
His prophecy. So,
he had one great-grandson just recently who was raised in a nice Vaishnav way. He was a great-grandson of Bhaktivinoda. But he had some desire that he would go to America and enjoy. So he went to Laguna Beach, California. He was thinking this is a very nice tourist place.